Hallelujah. If you know He's the source today, can you say amen? I love that. Amen means so be it. Glory to God. You are the source of my life. You're my strength. So be it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's good to be in the presence of the Lord here today. And surely the presence of the Lord is in this room. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You just be obedient to what the Lord would have you to do here today. And we hope that God's will be done in your life. Hallelujah. We appreciate everything that's been done this week. Thankful to your pastor and a wonderful man of God that I look up to a lot in my life. And it was wonderful being able to sit in and hear him teach here this morning. And privileged to be at Union Road. Appreciate Brother Brian, youth pastor, and everybody who's made us feel welcome, the accommodations that's been made. And I tell you what, I really, really look at this church with this youth group and see future. Glory to God. And I see emphasis being put on the youth also. You don't have that everywhere. And it's good to see a church that that invests in their future. And we're so grateful to be able to worship with them for the last couple of services here at Winter Warm Up. And I wish that it would have just continued to warm up, but it snowed again today. So maybe we can have another service tonight and call it Winter Warm Up Continued or something. Maybe it'll warm up a little bit more. Tonight we're gonna be singing as a family, so you'll be able to hear the best singers that we have, our children. And if you want to come back tonight, and then we'll be having Kelsey sing and Jared. And I love my children. I'll tell you something, that is me and Mandy. We first of all, number one, we put priority on our marriage, because we know if our marriage goes down, then our children's gonna suffer for it. So we put priority on our marriage. And then we put our family is very next. I mean, of course, other than God. And so we are very family oriented. And so you'll be able to hear them tonight if you come back. And I want we're gonna sing a song here today. And just join in with us and sing with us. It's called God is Good. Aren't you glad God is good? Has He been good to you here today? Said, has God been good to you here today? Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Well, God is good. Yes, He is. He's good all the time. God is good. You know He is. He's good all the time. You can search the whole world over, and no greater friend you'll find. Not good just once in a while. He's good all the time. Well, now God is good. You know He is. He's good all the time. Oh, my God is good. Yes, He is. He's good all the time. You can search this whole world over, and no greater friend you'll find. For He not good just once in a while. He's good all the time. Well, now we've all had friends who let us down. You know what I'm talking about. At the very first sign of trouble, they're nowhere to be found. Oh, but Jesus stays when others don't. He'll never leave your side. Your friend in the stormy weather, and He's good all the time. Well, now God is good.
Oh, yes, He is.
He's good all the time. Well, my God is good. You know He is. He's good all the time. You can search the whole world over, and no greater friend you'll find.
good just once in a while. He's good all the time.
Well, he's the one you call in the middle of the night when your body mourns with pain. Don't worry about that wayward child. God hears you call their name. He'll put food in your kitchen when you don't have a dime. Well, he's not good just now and in church. He's good all the time. Well, my God is good.
Oh, you know
yes,
he is.
Oh, he's good all the time. Well, my God is good. You know he is. He's good all the time. You can search this whole world over, and no greater friend you'll find. He's not good just once in a while. He's good all the time. Oh, you can search this whole world over, and no greater friend you'll find. 'Cause he's not good just once in a while. He's good all the time.
Hallelujah. Lift your hands and worship him one more time. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He's not good just once in a while, church. He's good all the time. You see, sin can be fun for a season, but then it's over with, and the end we know is death. Glory to God. But I'm telling you something. My grandpa told us a long time ago, Grandpa George Davis Sr. said, you can have the best of both worlds, this life and that which is to come. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter number 7. Glory to God. Glory to God. Matthew chapter number 7. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to begin reading in the 20th verse. That's Matthew chapter 7, verse 20. Hallelujah. The Bible reads here in Matthew 7:20, wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. I want you to listen to this. But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. I want to read that one more time, then we'll go on. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Then it goes on to say this, many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Two different types of work being done here. Number one is the work of the Father in his will. Number two is the work of iniquity. And we're gonna talk here today on what is success. Success equals, if we were to say what success was, what would it be? Now, I know that in this world they've got a definition for it. But I want you to understand that the world's definition and our definition as Christians is not the same. And we're going to talk about that here today. And I want to define to us here today what I feel like that success is. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for us. God, we appreciate the power of God and the presence of God that we felt in this building throughout this worship. Glory to God. Oh, Lord, you're here, Lord. God, we pray, God, that you'd help us, Lord, in this message, Lord. Anoint us, God. Let your spirit fall in this place around these altars, God. God, we pray, God, that you'd move, Lord, upon every need, Lord, that's presented and that's walked into this building here tonight. Glory to God, or this morning. We pray, God, that you'd move, Lord, upon your preaching Hallelujah, Lord. Speak your word, Lord, through this humble vessel. God, we pray, God, that you'd help us to apply this word here this morning. We love you, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen. You can be seated if you'd like to. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. So what is success? What would we define success? When we live this world and we are on our, however it may happen, when we pass, what would we describe success to be? What would we define a successful life? Success, in my opinion, is doing God's will, God's way, in God's time for God's glory. And that's what I'm going to be preaching about here. God's will, God's way, God's time for God's glory. Hallelujah. I heard that one time somewhere. I don't know where I heard it, but it's kind of really stuck with me. And that's the way that I want to live my life. My pastor, George Davis Jr., talks about a beginning date that they have on the stone that they put where they bury you. And then they have an ending date. And he says that those two dates don't matter much. What matters is that little dash that's in between. What did you do with your life between those two dates? Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. If somebody, I seen a billboard one time said, don't make the preacher lie at your funeral. I'm going to tell you something. I want to live a life that at the end of my life, I've been effective somehow. Glory to God. I want my life to be able for people to remember, not necessarily me, but to remember God through me in their lives somehow, that I would touch someone by doing what God has sent me here to do. Amen. Glory to God. Success. I know that the world talks about money. And I know that the world talks about power and prestige and all these different things. It defines success of items that you possess, or boats that you've had, or houses that you live in, or cars that you are able to drive. I want you to understand today, the world tells us to indulge ourselves when Christ told us to deny ourselves. Hallelujah. God. When Christ told us to deny ourselves, I want you to understand here this morning, I'm not telling you that having money is a bad thing. I'm not telling you, we know that having money, we have to be able to live, and the church has to be enabled by these things. I'm not saying any of that's wrong. I'm just telling you that that's not the way that we define our success. We're not able to take anything with us. I can tell you that the most richest man in this world, when Bill Gates passed, it was him, right? No, it was Steve Jobs, when he passed, he couldn't take any of it with him. None of it could he take with him. So unless he fulfilled God's will in his life, did he live a successful life? I can tell you right now that when my grandpa passed, he didn't have much to leave down to us other than Brother Hurst, a legacy. Glory to God. And he passed on so many things. And even today, to this time, I hear stories that I didn't know about how that, I know my grandpa, I know he didn't have money. Went up to an evangelist, I think it was at Southern Ohio years ago, and give a man $50. That man said, Brother Davis, I can't take that money. It was an answer to the man's prayer, but he knew that Brother Davis didn't have that to give. But I can tell you that my grandpa, when he passed away, people came from all across the nation because he was successful in God's eyes. I want to make that kind of dent, don't you? I want to make that kind of impact on people's life. Oh, hallelujah. I want to do the will of God in my life and fulfill that. And church, I believe that if we can fulfill that in our lives, that will, and we can do what God sent us here to do, then I believe that if we can fulfill that at the end of our lives, no matter the possessions that we have, we can live a successful life. Hallelujah. Some man said, man, I'm praying for the will of God in my life. I'm praying that God have his way in my life. I want him. Well, you know what? I'll get to that here in just a minute. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 17, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Glory to God. This isn't just about here. Glory to God. Me and Mandy had this discussion it's been about a week ago. We talked and we said, man, we're not building for this 70, 80 years here. We're building for an eternity. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'd rather, you know, whenever I work a full day, I don't work a full day just to get the exercise. When I work a full day, I work so at the end of the day, I can get paid. Amen. Hallelujah. It's tough if you're, you know, maybe I would do it for the exercise, but my wife wouldn't like for me to do it for the exercise. She wants to see that paycheck. I'm just kidding. My wife's not after a paycheck. But I'll tell you something. When you work for a full week, you do it so that there's something at the end. And I can tell you this. The way that we work here in this world and the way that we fulfill God's will is going to determine our end result. And we're going to have to live in eternity with that result. Hallelujah. So, doing God's will. Success equals, number one, it equals God's will. To succeed at what is not our calling is to be a successful failure. To succeed at something that's not our calling. In other words, I want you to understand that an itinerary is not, Brother Brian, whenever the Lord called you into the ministry, did he say, you know this, I'm going to have you do this for the first 5 years. Then after that, then you're going to move to this, you're going to start doing winter warm up here. And then over here, you're going to start this and that. Did he write an itinerary out? No, he didn't. God didn't do that with me. I don't read very much where God done that with anybody. You know what I've learned is that this God, God's will, living this successful life, is a day-by-day process. It's a step-by-step process. It's something if we're going to fulfill and be successful in God's will, we're going to have to determine to do that every day when we wake up. God, what do you have for me to do today? How can I be effective today, Lord? Use me today. And I can tell you, if we can have that type of attitude, church, when we go down to the gas station, we'll be effective there. When we go to the mall, we'll be effective there. It's not just about being behind a pulpit. I can tell you that right now. I had a preacher one time tell me, a pastor told me, he said, 10% of pastoralship is behind the pulpit. 90% of it is elsewhere. Hallelujah. I'm tending to believe that. I'll tell you something. We need to be effective wherever God puts us. Hallelujah. And the way that we do that is we stay in His will every day. The young people, I want you to know something. If you're praying for God's will, pray that you can be in it right now. Don't pray, well, Lord, after I get married and then give me that fifth wheel and that nice Dodge truck. All right, that nice Dodge truck with a Cummins engine. And I'll pull that fifth wheel behind me and I'll really do something. Why not do something for Him now? Why not fulfill what God wants you to do right now in your life? You know, you've got friends in your school that need God and they're depending on you. Hallelujah. Glory to God to be that example and to live that will of God right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God's will. Me and brother Brian was talking about this. I mentioned this during my message here the other day, but God's will versus our will. That's the battle that's going on. Success, number one, equals God's will. The battle between God's will and our will. Christ Himself had to overcome. I'll read the scripture that I quoted here yesterday. Luke 22:42 says, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Jesus is saying, Lord, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. There was a battle going on there. Jesus said, not my will. I don't want to have to do this, but if this is your will for now, for this time, God, whatever your will is, let it be done. We must all have a nevertheless moment where our will goes on the back burner. What we want, our schedule, our time, glory to God. Our desires become His desires. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I tell you right now that fulfilling God's will is not fulfilling our desires, because a lot of times it conflicts. I've learned being married. Sister Mandy over here, the most beautiful woman in the world. Hallelujah. In my opinion, I enjoy walking hand in hand with this woman. But did you know that we don't agree on everything? It's pretty crazy, huh? Did you know that she don't just whenever I say something, she don't say, well, man, what can I do to fulfill your will, Jared? She doesn't say that. We have disagreements. There's a battle of the wills here. Me and her, we disagree over things. And I've understood now that in order for marriage to work, sometimes my will, I've got to listen up to her, because sometimes she makes a lot more sense than what I do. Glory to God. And all the women said amen. But I'll tell you something, in God's will, that there's a will that we have and a way that we want it done. But can I tell you that not all the time is that going to be what God wants us to do. So what do? We battle that will between us and God. And I can tell you that the message that I got, I rededicated my life to and changed my life, was a message that Brother Israel Ochoa preached at our church. I can tell you, I made a lot of mistakes after this. But whenever I said I was a Christian at 16 years old, I decided I was going to be saved. Glory to God. And whenever I made mistakes, like we were talking this morning, Brother Hurst, I got back up and I continued on. I prayed it through, got it under the blood. And I can tell you that that message that changed my life was a message he's talking about the wrestling with the angel, or the wrestling with God. Hallelujah. And he talked about his title for the message, Brother Israel Choa, was "A Battle You Cannot Afford to Win." And I can tell you that battle going on between you and God, you cannot afford to win that. Hallelujah. And if you've been battling with this, somebody in this building here today, that's God's been tugging on you to do something for Him. God's been tugging on you to make a new commitment to Him, or whatever it may be, to come under His will. Go ahead and lose this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Go ahead and lose. It's okay to lose to God. Hallelujah. That's a battle you cannot afford to win. Oh, let Him have everything that's within you. Hallelujah. Commit yourself completely and dedicate yourself to that will of God. God's will. Nevertheless, moment. Galatians 2:20 says, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live." Glory to God. Not I, but Christ that liveth within me. This is not my life. I can tell you, Paul was stoned to the point to where they said that they left him for dead. Oh, hallelujah! It wasn't that person that frail body. What history says that Paul was, that picked himself back up and went and preached the gospel. But there was something else that was living in. Hallelujah. There was something else that lived in Paul. He had that nevertheless moment. He said, "Not I, but Christ that liveth within me." That Spirit of God lifted him back up. Those Jews had no doubt bashed his mouth in, said, "You'll never speak the word again." They had stoned him, left him for dead. No doubt that they'd done a good job and left him there for dead. Brother Clendenin says, you know what? He said, if they left him for dead, he was dead. Hallelujah. But I tell you, that Holy Ghost picked him back up and he beat him back to town. Glory to God. Preach that gospel. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you something. I think a church, it's important for us to get rid of our desires. Let them become God's desires. Because when we run into trouble and when we're down, if we get in that valley, oh, God's there with us. As long as we follow after Him, we won't stay there. Glory to God. God's will. The day your destiny collides with your desperation, you become unstoppable. The day your destiny collides with your desperation, I'll do your will. I'll have that nevertheless moment with you, God. Number one, God's will. Number two, God's way. God's will doesn't have to be perfect to be perfect for you. Amen? George Davis Jr. said, he answered the call to preach at 39 years old, started the ministry that we're in today. He said, "I never wanted to be a preacher." He said, I seen what my dad went through. He said, "I never really desired that." It wasn't perfect to him, but it was perfect for him. I tell you, he's making a difference there in Seneca, Missouri. Hallelujah. In our community, Pastor George Davis Jr. is making a difference. I know a lot of people that God has called them to something specific in their church. I'm thinking of somebody right now that is wonderful in children's church. Just, I mean, one of the best I've ever seen. But yet they want to go evangelize. And if that's what God's called them to do, go do it. But man, sometimes God plants us. I can tell you right now, there's a lot of things I'm not good at. There's a lot of things, there's certain areas in my life I know God hasn't called me to, that we need other people. I'm going to tell you, it'd be real tough for Brother Hurst to preach and then to teach, all of the Sunday school classes, and then to do the children's church, and it'd be really funny maybe him doing the women's meetings. He done a pretty good job this morning talking about the Psalm or the Proverbs 31 woman. But I'll tell you something. He can't do all of it. That God has chosen different people in this church to fulfill that. That's what God wants you to do. And I'm going to tell you something. If you didn't do it, then it'd be really tough on the pastor. It'd be really tough on other people because you didn't do what God wanted you to do. Hallelujah. I can tell you that in our church, sometimes it's just simply giving a little more in the offering from different people that actually answers the need that's there. It's what God told them to do specifically. God's will, God's way. Sometimes we feel like that it has to be perfect to us, to be perfect for us, something that we want to do. But I can tell you that a lot of times there's things that I do that I don't necessarily want to do, but I do it because it's in the will of the Father. Hallelujah. I'll do it to the best of my ability. Glory to God. God's will, God's way. Number three, God's time. Be available to make the big play. Hallelujah. Has anybody ever heard of a designated hitter? All right, a couple of us have. There's a specific hitter, and they sit on the bench pretty much the whole time. But there are specific times whenever they're pulled up into action, all right? That they're pulled up for a specific need and they're pulled up into action at that time. They may be sitting on the bench, but there's a time whenever they're pulled up. And it's very important for that designated hitter to be ready to make the big play. Hallelujah. I remember watching here a while back. I think it was the Pacers or something. They're going through, I think, getting to the playoffs or something. And all of a sudden, this man comes in. He's the sixth man. I never really heard of him. All of a sudden, he comes off the bench. He comes in and he hits, I don't know how many three-pointers, just boom, 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 just nailing them. And he comes off the bench and he literally wins the game or sends it into overtime. I remember two overtimes from what I can remember. Sends it into two over. I can't remember what the end result was. But this man stepped off the bench and he came in and he made the big play. Hallelujah. And I want you to understand that it is important for us to be successful to do God's will and God's way. But it's important to do it in God's time too. Amen. Pastor Davis was talking to an elder brother here a while back, and he told him, he said, you can be 100% right and 200% out of place. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. I want you to understand, you have to be available. What are you talking about? I'm telling you, young people, you may feel insignificant sometimes, but be ready. Be prayed up. You never know whenever somebody's going to need you. Glory to God. Sometimes in a service, somebody who doesn't normally do something steps up and they obey God. I remember Sister Barbara Davis getting up and walking around the church one time, and it broke the service wide open. One of the best services that we've had. Don't normally do something like that, but she stood up at her time and she made the big play. And I want you to understand this morning that it's important for us to do it God's will in God's way and do it in God's time. Be ready to make the big play. Hallelujah. When you step out there, sometimes you don't get the results when you want them. That's our problem a lot of times, is that we want God's will, but we want it to be the way that we want it, and we want it now, and we want the results now. Hallelujah. I went and preached for Brother William Hill up north in Independence, and his son, Durant. His son Durant, he came in and was telling me a little bit about a bus ministry that he started. He went out on the bus ministry. If my memory's correct, I think it was 3 weeks or something like that. He didn't even bring in one person. He said, I felt like God tugging on my heart to go out and to start this ministry. He went out and knocked on doors. He said he had some people commit, but he never did bring them in. He said they wouldn't show up. We'd take the bus out on Sunday morning. It was so discouraging, no doubt, to him to come in on that Sunday morning and everybody looking for the new kids on the bus and nobody's getting out on the bus. There's no doubt it would get very discouraging for him to do that. Then he said all of a sudden two of them came. And then the next week four of them came. And then some, a little bit later, six of them came. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You see, sometimes it's not about doing things and God meeting things in our time. It's in God's time. I can tell you that whenever I was there on that Sunday morning, I preached a message. 10 of them were there. Hallelujah. From that bus. And 3 of them, I believe it was, come down to the altar, was crying. Hallelujah. I can tell you, church, don't give up just because you're not getting the results that you want to get in the ministry that God's got you at. Continue. Hallelujah. God will show himself in his time. Glory to God. Continue. He come up to us, had a big old grin on his face. He told Brother William Hill, he said, Pastor, we had 10 of them here this morning. He said some of them come in. He said, I really feel like that they got something this morning. He had never done that if he would have given up and walked away from it. Oh, hallelujah. But because he stayed in there and done God's will and waited on God's time. Oh, hallelujah. Didn't give up. He's seen the results in God's time. God's will, God's way, God's time. Hallelujah. Don't be a cop out or a dropout. John Maxwell, he says another one. I can't remember what it was, but be an all out. Hallelujah. Be an all out. Our youth group is named Maxed Out. And that's about the way that we keep them, brother. Hallelujah. Doing something all the time. Glory to God. They're busy. We got them on bus ministry. We got them doing this. We got them doing that. Hallelujah. I'll tell you something. It's wonderful. I don't want to be somebody who cops out, who says, you know what? I'm not going to do this because I'm not good enough to do it. Or to be a dropout, somebody that starts it and gets discouraged and says, no, I'm just not cut out for it. But I want to be somebody who's an all out. Hallelujah. God, I will do your will to the best of my ability for however long that you want me to do this ministry, Lord. I will do it. God's will, God's way, God's time. And then my last point here is for God's glory. Matthew 5:16 says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. I want you to understand that it is very important for us to show the works of the Lord. Christ is not here on this earth anymore. He's depending on his body. That's me and you. We are the body of Christ to show his good works. But I want you to understand something right now. Don't you dare show your works and get the glory for it. I can tell you that any message that I've ever preached that was great was not this man. I can tell you that right now. It was only for God's grace. I'm not the type of person who feels comfortable getting up and speaking to people. I really don't. It's tough for me to do that. Anything that could ever be done through this vessel, it can only be done through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I want you to understand this morning, church. If you've been doing, you see, we a lot of times do things and then the world can see the outside, but I want you to understand that God sees the motive. What is the reason that you're doing it? I want you to understand here today that in order for God to truly bless something, he must do it because he is getting, or we do it because he is getting the glory. He'll bless us as long as he gets the glory. Oh, hallelujah. But as soon as we start taking the glory, God looks at us and says, all right, you think you can do it on your own? You can do it on your own then. Hallelujah. But when God gets the glory, it's a beautiful thing. The world looks and sees our works. It's important. Oh, hallelujah. But the most important thing is, church, in doing God's will, is that he receives all of the glory. Any lost soul ever come to God, it's not because of a pretty message. It's not because of the beat of the song, but it's because of the glory of God. I can't give you that grace, but I can point you to somebody who can do it. Oh, to God be all the glory. To God be all the praise. Hallelujah. While you're doing the will of God, people are going to see us. But our ultimate goal should be giving our lives to benefit God's kingdom. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, so many times we begin to think, oh, I can do it. Oh, look at me. I'm something big. I'm something great. I'm something. I've seen it happen so many times, especially it seems in young ministers. Oh, but can I tell you something here today? My grandpa Davis told us, he said, a man wrapped up in himself makes an awful small package. Glory to God. And I can tell you here today that if you're wrapped up in yourself, you're not going to be able to do much for God. Oh, hallelujah. One of of the greatest leaders that ever that we read in the Word of God looked at God and said, me, Moses told him, he said, man, I can't do it, God. I don't have the speech to do it. Oh, but God told him, that's the reason why that I can use you is because you're going to be depending upon me. Hallelujah. Oh, God. And whatever happened through Moses, God got the glory for. Hallelujah. I said, whatever happened, God got the glory for. And whatever happens in us, church, God must get the glory for. Don't ever get built up in yourself thinking that what you've accomplished. Oh, hallelujah. God's got a way of bringing that down. You understand me here today. Never bring the glory to yourself. But whatever's done through Jesus Christ must get the glory for. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Success equals, number one, God's will. Number two, God's way. Number three, God's time. Number four, God's glory. To know the will of God is the greatest knowledge. To find the will of God is the greatest discovery. And to do the will of God is the greatest achievement. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Brother Jared, how do I get to the point of that success? How do I reach a point of being a successful Christian and doing God's will in my life? Doing it God's way. Doing it for God's glory, God's time. How do I reach that point? I can tell you that the biggest way, the greatest way to achieve that is to simply say, I will. I will. Jared, I want you to do this. I will. Jared, I want you to say this. I will. Hallelujah. Jared, I want you to change this in your life. I will. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. We don't have to have we don't have to come down to an altar and fight and fight and fight until God finally breaks through to us. And we just have to say, I will, Lord. Whatever you want out of me, I will. I will walk. I will say. I will do. I will give. I will. Whatever it is, I will. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's stand all across the building here today. Glory to God. What is success? Success is God's will, God's way, God's time, for God's glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to know here today, how many of us are willing to say, I will. I will do God's will. I will do it His way. I will do it in His time. I will do it. Not for my own edifying, but I will do it to edify Him. Not for my own glory, but for His glory. Glory to God. Are you with me here, this church? Today, church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God, I will do whatever you have me to do. I will do it in your way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, church, I'm telling you, it's very important that we are successful Christians. This world is looking for someone. Hallelujah. They're looking for an example. They're looking for Christ. Are we as the church body showing them a successful Christ? Hallelujah. Are we saying, I will, in every area of our lives? Maybe here this morning you say, Brother Jared, I said I will in a lot of different areas. But there's one part that I've been holding back. I've been successful in different areas in doing the will of God, but I feel like that I'm lacking in some areas, and I feel like that I could do better. And at the end of the day, and the end of the week, and the end of the month, and ultimately the end of my life, I could be more successful. Hallelujah. I'll tell you something, church, you can do that if you'll say, I will, to God here today. If you'll say, I will, you can end up, if you say it for the rest of your life, I will. You can end up at the end of your life making a difference for the kingdom of God and living what is defined in the Word of God as a successful life. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but I want to be successful. I don't want to be successful in this world's point of view, but I want to be successful through Jesus Christ. I want to be a successful Christian. God's will, God's way, God's time, for God's glory. Could we just gather in around the front here and spend a time of prayer here this morning? Hallelujah. And just let God know, or where you're at, or however you usually do it. I don't know how you usually do it. But just let God know, Lord, I want to be a successful Christian. I'm not looking to be a successful anything else. To be successful in anything else is just to succeed in failure, to do your will. Oh, God, get a hold of my heart, God. Check my motive here today. Check my motive, Lord. Help me, Lord, to be doing this for the right reason. Maybe you're in the ministry. Maybe you're doing something for God here at your home church. Oh, check your motive here today. Why am I doing what I'm doing? Oh, what is the reason behind it all? Hallelujah, the motive that sanctifies everything, Mark Hatfield said. Oh, he preached that message. Glory to God. Check our motives here today. Oh, God, help us, Lord, not to just be doing your will, but help us to be doing it for the right reasons. Oh, God, check our lives, Lord. Shine the spotlight of heaven, Lord, down on this life, God. Help me, Lord, to be living a successful Christian life, God. Oh, maybe I've gotten discouraged. Maybe I felt like that I needed God until I failed in some area. Oh, hallelujah. And then I've just given up. Oh, here today, don't give up. Oh, be an all-out Christian. Don't cop out on God here today. Oh, be maxed out for Him. God, I'll give you everything here today. I want to be a successful Christian. There's a battle going on, church, between the wills. Oh, there's a battle going on. Is God going to win this battle, or are you going to win this battle? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Walk on through the door, for the Lord will go before you to a greater power you've never known before. Oh, beyond the open door, there's a new and fresh anointing. Hear the Spirit calling you to go. Walk on through the door, for the Lord will go before you to a greater power. All life's changes. More